Pleased to be joined by Silverbacks forward Logan Shaw for today's intermission interview. Shazzy, thanks for joining me. I want to start with the Salmon Arm-Vernon rivalry. I mean, it's the 10th head-to-head of this season. You've been a part of it the longest of any Silverback because you're the only third-year player. What are your early memories? You have early memories from your first year against the Vikings.
Yeah, I do actually. Like my first year, we actually ended up playing Vernon in the first round. So we had a good rivalry with them all season. And, you know, they had that good line of Williamson, Lansdale, and I think it was Cash at the time. And they were like dominating really. It was hard because, like, we were trying to find our top line and who could play against them. And we ended up going into playoffs. I like to say that I try and play my best hockey around playoff time. So I got moved up to the first line. So I was playing with, I think it was Nikki and Booner at the time, Verboon. And I remember we played, I think I took probably a good 30 runs at Lansdale all series. And I think I knocked them down once. So it was tough because they were so gritty and hard to play against every night. They ended up beating us 4-1, I think, in the series. And it just stung a little more that it was Vernon. And then the next year it was Vernon again. So, you know, kind of frustrating that every year that when my season ends, it's usually Vernon that ends it for me.
So what is it about the rivalry, though? I mean, obviously, you've played them many, many times. Is there something that makes the rivalry unique?
Yeah, I think one thing's for sure, we're so close to them, 45 minutes away. You don't really have bus legs. You don't really have any excuses like that. So right from puck drop, we always have, I would say, playoff intensity games. And we go head-to-head almost every night. They like to be physical. We like to be physical. I think the last two games, we've kind of shown that when we bring our game, they can't really hang with us. But when we start playing with them in their game, we kind of get lost a little bit. So I think they play a similar game to us. They play with a lot of structure and they like to come hard and they play hard finish checks. So, you know, I think we match up really well. And I think it brings a lot of intensity and a lot of good third periods to the series.
Yes. And let's go back though, too. You said, obviously you guys have won the last two head to heads. Yeah. I want to talk about the 6-2 game. It was obviously a pretty fun game, I imagine, to be a part of.
Yeah.
What was it? Like, you guys exploded in that game. What was working?
Well, we know how good we are in that room and we know the type of skill we have and all the like players that can make really nice plays. But when it comes down to it, it's when you can get pucks behind their D-men and you're hitting them and you're wearing them down and it ends up there, start throwing pucks away and we take advantage of those turnovers and finish our chances. And when we finish our chances like that, you know, I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all.
Not to necessarily dwell on a negative, but I do quickly just want to ask about Wednesday's game.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big step back, but I mean, what needs to change from Wednesday to this weekend?
I think Wednesday we came out. I think we came out well. We fed off the energy, you know, before games we get pretty fired up in the room and the boys get going. And then I think we try and bring that in the second period. But, you know, when you're up 1-0, you kind of get comfortable and kind of drop it a gear. So I think we kind of did there against West K because, you know, they're not really exactly the hardest opponent compared to Vernon. So, like, we kind of let our guard down and they're an opportunistic team. So they're going to take advantage of that. They got a couple quick ones in the second. And I think not playing our best defensively in the third to start off really hurt us. So I think we just need to be in more structure and a little more intensity throughout the whole 60 minutes instead of coming out really strong. All those ups and downs is not good. So we need to limit those. And hopefully this weekend we can come out with two wins.
Now, I do want to touch on something from Wednesday's game. Of course, your goal. Well, I mean, Tucker Hartman set you up pretty nicely. So can you just take me through the goal from your point of view?
Yeah, well, like I got on the ice and we got a couple cycles going and then Recky made a really nice pass to Tucker in the middle, and he walked the blue line, kind of mixed up their two wingers. They kind of collided. And I was high slot looking for the tip and then realized that he had a little bit of break down the left side. So then I was like, you know what, I'm streaking to the net. And then ended up, he put it right on my tape. And if I would have missed that one, I don't think I would have been doing this interview. But yeah, it was nice to get the monkey off the back finally.
Well, I mean, you had an assist as well in the game. Who knows? Maybe I'd still be talking to you. Can you just talk about, I mean, Sansbury's hit kind of probably got you guys fired up.
He is crazy, man. He is one of the most electric players to watch because you never know. Every time a guy comes down the ice, you don't know if he's going to be on his back or if he's going to get by and then be on his back. There's only two ways. So he's a fun player to be on his team. And I wouldn't want to play against the guy. That's for sure.
Yeah. Let's look back a little bit more on your time as a Silverback. I mean, your first season, who were the vets and the leaders maybe who helped you with the transition?
Yeah. So like my vet, so say my rookie season was Justin Wilson. And he was a big leader because he also came into juniors after his third year midget like I did. So we had the same transition, and he was a 20-year-old that year and kind of took me under his wing. And Akito was also there, Sol Seibel. He was the captain that year. Like, we had a good group of guys. And, you know, I think we fought to stay above 500, and we weren't terrible. But it wasn't the best year, so compared to others.
So last year, step forward.
Yeah.
Let's, I mean, it's hard not to talk about the Victoria series. I know we have a lot, but last year highlights, that's obviously got to be the high. How long do you think that's going to stick with you? I mean, that series, the way that you were able to do it, you obviously also contributed offensively. How long will that stick with you?
Probably for the rest of my life, but I'm being honest. Like, we had so Scotty Atkinson, my coach, my rookie year and half of my second year, he always said that you're not a real champion until you've won the last game of the season. So we would always say that, like, oh, I'm pretty sure we won the last four. So we'd always say that this season's going to be memorable. You know, I got a tattoo with a couple of the guys from last year just to remember the season. And, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm from here almost. It's crazy, but I do love this town, and I'm going to be back for sure. I'm not sure when, but I'll be in and out of here for sure. Hopefully helping out next year with stuff, but we'll see.
Now, what's this year's group? Just touching a little bit about on the pod season. It's obviously been a weird year with all the practices, not knowing if you're going to play. Now you're playing. So to you personally, what has it meant to be able to actually compete and play games?
Everything, if I'm being honest, because like, I know a lot of guys, my buddies who play in the MJ or the SJ didn't even get to have games or anything like that. So like, we got to do that exhibition season, which was nice. And then it was kind of scary, the in between, the like 4 months, 3.5 months, where we didn't really know if we were going to play or not. So I was like, do I really got to end my junior career with not playing any games and not wearing the logo ever again? And then we were lucky enough that the pod season happened. And I was like, holy smokes, this is all I could ask for. And, you know, obviously there's no playoffs, which sucks, but it's just the circumstances we live in. And just got to take advantage of it. And hopefully we can secure first place with this weekend. But if not, then it was a good run.
So being part of the leadership team this season, what has that meant to you and the fellow leaders, the other 20 leading with you? What have they meant to you?
Yeah, those are my boys. Those are my guys. Those are my brothers. I think of those guys as my family. I'd do anything for them. I know one's from California and one's from Newfoundland. We're kind of all over the place, but those guys I would take a bullet for. And like, it's meant everything, being able to wear a letter and show the guys, the younger guys this year, what it is like being a leader and what it is, what it takes every day. And I feel like we've had a good gel with the leadership. With Sands, always isn't the loudest guy, but he'll show you how he wants you to play. And me and Benny are louder, so we can talk in the room and let guys know. So it's just been a good mix, and couldn't have asked for anything more in my 20 season.
Just a couple more here. One, I want to know off the ice, you and Tass, just you guys living together here. Yeah. What's that like? And maybe if you can don't want to say spread any rumors, but some dirt on Tass.
Yeah, no, Tass is unbelievable. Unbelievable roommate. He's an unbelievable cook. If you haven't heard, yeah, he's like every night he's cooking dinner. I've asked him, I was like, do you want me to cook? And he's like, honestly, like I prefer when I do it. So I'm like, man, feel free. I'm not going to argue with that. But no, he's an unbelievable guy, and couldn't have asked for a better roommate if I'm being honest. Cause like when we were going into the season, I wasn't sure who was going to be my roommate. And then I was like, man, I wonder if Simon would like even consider it. And I texted him and he was like, I'd love to, man. And it's just been unbelievable since. The year's flown by. We were talking the other day and we were like, dude, we have 3 days left, 4 days left. Like, this is crazy. And yeah, it's kind of kicking in where it's like, oh no, like I'm going to get sad here. Is it, what kind of emotions am I feeling? I'm happy that like we get to end this long year and celebrate, but then it's also like, wow, I'm not going to be able to see these guys ever again. So yeah, it's bittersweet for sure.
Well, then not to get too feely with the final question, but I mean, looking back on your time as a Silverback, what's going to be your biggest takeaway? What has it meant to you to be a Salmon Arm Silverback?
Yeah, it's honestly meant everything. Well, like I'm going to remember my years here for the rest of my life, and Salmon Arm's always going to have a place in my heart where it is, I call it my second home. I've been a lot of places and I like a lot of places, but this is like, I love it here. The people are so kind. Like every, like my neighbor across the street will come out on his driveway and we'll just chat for 20 minutes. The neighbors I'll chat with for 20 minutes. And it's like, I feel so a part of the community and it's just so welcoming. And I can't really put words to it. It's crazy.
Thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, no problem.